The start of a new year is always a good time to pause and think about what new things God may want to do. I'm firmly convinced that God likes doing new things. It isn't that God gets easily bored. Many people today need a constant rush of the new and different, or they can't pay attention. But God isn't like that. If you want some proof of God's love for new things, look at what God said at almost the end of the book of Revelation. We read, "Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" This comes at the end of the book of Revelation, after God's people have been gathered to heaven, after the great tribulation, after the rise and fall of the Antichrist, after the battle of Armageddon, after the glorious return of Jesus Christ, after the judgment of the nations, after the 1,000 years of the personal reign of Jesus on earth, after the end of Satan's evil career, after the final judgment, after the new heaven and the new earth, after the new Jerusalem, after all of those things, God is not finished making things new. Now, this was so amazing to John that he stopped writing, and he had to be specifically told to keep on writing. The one on the throne had to say to John, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." God so loves new things that new things will be part of heaven. All through time, we see that God loves new things. In Leviticus, God asked for a new grain offering. In Numbers, God gave Israel new wine and new grain. In Psalms, God told us that he loves a new song. In Isaiah, God declares new things for his people. He gives us a new name and promises to make a new heavens and a new earth. In Jeremiah, God makes us part of a new covenant. In Lamentations, God's mercies are new every morning. In Ezekiel, God gives us a new heart and a new spirit. In Matthew, Jesus looks for new wineskins to use. In John, Jesus gave us a new commandment. In 2 Corinthians, God makes us a new creation and promises to make all things new. In Revelation, God promised a new Jerusalem. God even made sure that Jesus was buried in a brand new tomb. So, hear God say it to you today, "Behold, I make all things new." In one sense, there's really nothing special about the first day of the year. When I was a little boy, I thought that the first day of summer was much better than the first day of January. Still, something about the new year speaks to our God-given love of new things. It's true that we can take that love for new things and make it into an idol, but the basic desire for a new thing is within us because we are made in the image of God. But still, God says to you today, "Behold, I make all things new." So it's worth it to be happy about a new year, to be excited about it, to receive it with faith and happiness and some celebration. Think of what God wants to make new in your life this new year. He wants to give you new mercies and new grace, new blessings and new opportunities. He wants to give you new conquest over stubborn sins and new faith to replace old fears. He wants to give new life to many people that you know and love. Now, I don't doubt that God also has new challenges, new responsibilities, and new accountabilities for you this year. But whatever comes to you from the hand of Jesus will be a blessing. After all, notice who it was in Revelation 21:5 who said, "Behold, I make all things new." It was Jesus himself. Jesus is an expert at doing new things. What he did on the cross, in dying for our rescue, in being buried, and in rising again from the dead was all a completely new thing. So be blessed in this new year, and let Jesus the Carpenter build some new things in your life.